We are looking for adults over the age of 18 who feel that they would like to improve their reading skills. We are reaching out for folks who have difficulty perhaps reading the newspaper, who have difficulty reading the directions on a medicine bottle. Everyday tasks which present a struggle for them, we would like to step in and offer them confidential one-on-one tutoring so that they can handle those tasks confidently every single day of their life.
Now, you and I spoke on the phone yesterday, and this is like the final step of the process. You've been doing some other things to lead up to this point. What exactly has been going now to get you to this need for people?
Well, first we had to develop the program. I was invited to join the reference department in January with the intent that I would pull together an adult literacy program. So I began referencing, on the internet and also through book searches, finding out what other libraries were doing for their literacy programs, pulling the best resources that I could find, taking hints from the very best programs and putting together a program for our library. We did do a training for 10 individuals who had stepped up and said, hey, I want to be a tutor. Mm-hmm. And that training took place on September 21st, so just a couple of weeks ago. I have very eager tutors, but I don't have any students. And we really are just hoping that folks will come forward, say, yes, I would like to participate in this program. It's free. It is available for anyone who can come to the library twice a week. And we're looking for a 6-month commitment. It's not just, oh, let's talk about reading, you know, over a cup of coffee. We are committed folks who really want to help you take a major step forward in your ability to read. So therefore, we're asking for a short, intense commitment to us because we are committed to you learning how to read better.
Now, there's probably some folks that are listening say, this might be for me, but I don't know. I'm either, I guess, possibly embarrassed or at least concerned that, you know, someone might find out that, oh, gosh, I can't maybe read all that well. But that's exactly why you're doing this. But also you have a confidential portion to it, correct?
We do. I'm not even going to ask for people's last names. We'll ask for your first name. We'll ask for contact information. I put together a 20-page handbook for my tutors who I trained on the 21st. And page 2 is all about confidentiality, the importance of keeping it quiet, keeping it confidential. We want to make sure that you are comfortable at every single step of our tutoring process.
Do you have set times for people to do this, or is it kind of varying and kind of on the individual need?
Well, we have 10 different people with different schedules. So when I train them, I ask them for their availability. And when someone calls up, if you have an interesting kind of schedule, you'll tell me what your hours of availability are, and I will match you to a tutor who can match those hours. So it's really a very flexible schedule. We just ask for 2 sessions a week, and we try to find the best tutor who can help you with that.
It sounds like quite a good initiative by the library in particular. Now it's really time to put it out on the streets and get folks involved, right?
Absolutely. We are excited about this. We have the support not only of the library, but we also receive monetary support from the Friends of the Peter White Library, who came forward with the money to purchase the literacy kits that we'll be using during our tutoring. And this includes not only a text called You Can Teach Someone to Read by Lorraine Peoples, but it also includes a variety of teaching resources within that kit. So we are really well prepared, and we are eager to help anyone who thinks they'd like to step forward.
You're looking for adult readers who really just want the assistance in reading better. And that's really the bottom line. There are, I'm sure there's very precious little criteria for folks if they're interested, if they want to just find out more. I mean, that's what you're here for.
Absolutely. All they have to do is call the library directly to the reference department, and that number is 226-4311. They can ask for me, or anybody at the reference department can give them some information. We really just want to call you back, get your contact information, and have you sign up. It's as simple as that.
And you mentioned about a 6-month time frame, twice a week. For about how long each session are you thinking?
About an hour and a half. Basically, we have trained our tutors so that they not only teach you something, but they review something that you'd learned previously, you know, in a different section. So it's a chance for you to move forward incrementally so that you really do fill in all the reading gaps you may have missed as a youngster. And it wasn't your fault that perhaps you changed schools. It really is. We all have gaps in our knowledge, and this is a chance to fill it in.
How long do we have to go on that conversation?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, you're doing this at the library. I think a lot of times libraries, you know, we think of the places as obviously someone that goes there is going to get materials that, you know, they've already been educated about reading. You already know that, that the library is not going to be a location where they're actually going to educate you about reading. But you mentioned that you kind of researched some other programs around the country and that sort of. So this idea is out there then in the library sciences.
Absolutely. There are very often literacy programs connected to public libraries. This is not a new idea. And in addition to purchasing books specifically for my tutors, we also now have a collection of books by a gentleman whose last name is Burton. And they are stories which each there's about 12 or 13 in the series, and each collection of short stories is at a particular reading level. Mm-hmm. So using those resources, we can just pull you along so that you're reading gradually more and more difficult material. And we look forward to using those resources.
You mentioned the tutors, and I'm sure that this is a group that really comes from all walks of life, different age groups, the whole bit. Volunteers usually have a tendency to be like that.
We do. Our tutors range in age from in the mid-20s to the 70s, male and female. It's exciting. It was lovely getting to know them. And they responded to the training quite well, and they had fun. And that's what I encourage them to do with their students, is to have fun.
So the bottom line is, if you are someone who is concerned perhaps about your reading level, or maybe your reading level is an effect in your day-to-day life, that's really who you're talking to right now.
Absolutely. The goals of our literacy program are to bring folks up to a functional literacy level, which means that they can handle any literacy situation in their day-to-day life comfortably, easily, and confidently. And really, that's what we're all about, helping you on a day-to-day basis.
We are going to link all of this to our blog site at markandwalt.com, but the phone number again for the library, Lisa, is what?
226-4311, and that links you directly to the library reference department.